Hello, this is Billy Tobatate. It's a pleasure and an honor to spend this time with you. There is a wonderful story in the Native tradition. Many moons ago, the Creator made Mother Earth and placed us on this beautiful planet. The Creator said, "You have had many lifetimes in other places and experienced many events and karmas, so I am going to give you the gift of sleep time. During sleep time, we experience dream time, but your physical body will go into maintenance and repair. Your consciousness does not require this. Your consciousness during sleep time will go into more subtle energies of existence called dreams and travel to wherever it needs to go, past or present, to resolve trauma and or stress points from the past or from the present. As Native people, we are honored and we're in gratitude. We ask the Creator how we can use this wonderful gift. Can you show us?" The answer came, "I have given you the power of words, and when you use them as medicine, they become medicine." We then designed a written karma narrative, which I call the karma invocation. This energetic tool has been used for centuries to address difficulties in our lives and the lives of others. This energy tool helps our consciousness during sleep time to seek out and transform past and or present traumas, difficulties, and restrictive beliefs into healing energy, not just for ourselves, but for others that are connected to those events. I am sure you have heard people say, "I will sleep on it and think differently about it tomorrow," or "I will go to sleep and feel better about it tomorrow." Even Einstein did not acquire the answer to the speed of light until he went to sleep. There is a part of our consciousness that provides energy and wisdom to our dilemmas, past or present. The karma invocation is to be read or listened to before sleep time with the list of stressful energies which currently are within our life's journey or a concern we might have. The karma invocation directs that wonderful part of our consciousness to seek out and transform these constrictive energies, past and or present lifetimes. A part of the karma invocation has a wonderful narrative that asks for our virtuous teachers, virtuous divine helpers and angels to help us during our sleep time to transform these energies into virtuous energies for all concerned. It does not matter how large the situation may appear, because as one of my teachers said, it's all energy, and there is one purpose for all events, and the purpose is to bring them to their highest vibration of virtue, self-awareness, and healing. Many people have asked, "How long do I need to read or listen to the karma invocation before bedtime?" The answer is until the energy of the situation gets transformed into virtuous energy, thus releasing ourselves and all connected from the karmic energy. Sometimes it may take 6 months more or less, depending on the depth of the lifetimes and energy. However, even at the beginning of using the karma invocation, you may feel an improvement of energy. The key is to be persistent and use the karma invocation every night until all the energy is transformed into wisdom and healing energy. In conclusion, the karma science, or the meaning of karma for the Native people, is a tool that the universe uses to help us become self-aware, evolved, and progressively become wiser. Karma is a mechanism by which we become aware of our own unawareness and have compassion for it and guide ourselves to a more wisdom-filled self and for others. Enjoy the karma invocation and keep a wonderful journal of your dreams, insights, and healing. I look forward to our sessions together to help guide your life's journey into healing and empowering energy. Many blessings. Billy Tobatate.